Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made. Who was copying whose styles? Who was expanding on that? Don't you understand?
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, in the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new song and album pick for October. It was another great month for new music, and I had a hard time narrowing it down to two picks. The first one I'll pick is an album by Squirrelflower called Tomorrow's Fire. This is a really good album. It has a gritty, muscular sound and includes contributions from members of Bon Iver, The War on Drugs, and MJ Letterman of the band Wednesday. Letterman just seems to be everywhere these days. The track I suggest playing is In the Skate Park. My song of the month is The Main Thing by Ducks Limited. I really enjoyed their album called Modern Fiction, and I hope the song will be part of a new album, although one has not been announced yet. To my ears, this song sounds like a cross of REM and Real Estate, played at a much faster speed. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to hearing the picks by other community members. Have a great November, a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you all next month.
Hi Jim, Patrick the Interns and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my October new music picks. This month I've got a couple of picks from Ireland. My first pick is Somewhere New by Robert John Ardiff from his third album, Once I Was. Robert's originally from County Meath, which is just north of Dublin. He moved to Dublin but found it too small, so he took some recording equipment in a backpack and started traveling around Europe. This album is really a travelogue of that time, recorded with people he'd met during his journeys. It's quite an eclectic record. I have to say, not everything grabs me, but the song is really, really fantastic. It's intimate and dirty. It has that kind of homemade feel to it, but it's a really sweet and engaging song. Second pick is Gates of Heaven by the Mary Wallopers from their album Irish Rock and Roll. The Mary Wallopers play fairly traditional Irish music. It's definitely the kind of music you'd hear in a pub, say in a small town. You get really upbeat Irish tunes, but in the mix are some really, really interesting ballads as well. They do a fantastic version of a traditional song called Wexford. I picked the song Gates of Heaven, one, because it's an original, and two, because of the lyrical matter, which is critical of the Church of Ireland. It finishes off the album in a way that reflects what I love about Irish music. Irish music is rebel music, and they don't hold back on injustice and calling out those injustices when they see them. And on that note, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
He was pillar of community, we all knew his name. Every week he drank the altar wine, it must have rot his brain. Took young ones for confessions, they never came back the same. When questions needed answering, no one would take the blame. If the gates of heaven opened wide, I'd love to have a look at who's inside. Think I'd be more afraid of what would come out if the rotten seeds of truth began to spread. When the hotels needed washing done, the sisters got a plan. Take the single mothers off the streets and the babies from the pram. Tell them they need saving, they'll work both night and day. Tell the babby to the Yanks for a bit of extra pay. If the gates of heaven open wide, I'd love to have a look at who's inside. Think I'd be more afraid of what would come out. But the rotten seeds of truth began to spread. Walk hand in hand between the pulpit and the jail. When everyone's against you, you can never win.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden calling from Wilmette, Illinois, with my October new music picks. First up is Call of the Knife by the band Chain Whip, which came out on October 13th on Drunken Sailor Records. They're a hardcore punk band, not from Australia, as I first thought, but from Vancouver. This is their second album, featuring 13 songs in 20 minutes. It's reminiscent of the 1980 through 1983 hardcore scene, which included bands like Minor Threat, Kraut, Poison Idea, and the Circle Jerks, bands who could play loud, fast, and out of control, yet still retain a sense of song structure. I recommend the first song, which happens to be the title track, Call of the Knife. Second pick is the song Vincent Company by CMAT, which stands for Sierra Mary Alice Thompson, a Dublin singer-songwriter who released her second album, Crazy Mad for Me, on October 13th. The album is full of clever, humorous, catchy pop songs, and what more can one ask for? Please check out Vincent Company. That's it for me. As always, I look forward to hearing what everybody else picked. And in the meantime, keep on rocking the suburbs. Catch you next time.
She's got a wicked way of getting what she wants from me. Involving personality tests she sends to mine. She's always checking up, asking if my jeans fit comfortably. And
have a great November, a great Thanksgiving.